Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
Hallelujah to Jesus. It is a great privilege that we are alive today. Many who were in the same situation did not survive it. But God has kept us alive today because of His mercy. I therefore encourage you, my dear listener, to pay attention to the word of God we are about to hear, because God really wants to speak to you. My name is Brother Chris, and I welcome you to the Moment of Truth. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we look up unto you today to speak to us. Let your word touch every heart and bless every soul. Let your Holy Spirit perform a miracle in our lives as we listen to your word right now. Thank you for answering, for we prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. My dear friends, in today's broadcast, I shall be sharing a message titled, Before the Door is Shut. Before the Door is Shut. There are some doors that when they are shut, it will be very difficult or impossible to open them again. For those who travel by air, you will realize that once the pilot of the plane has shut the door, it is practically impossible for anyone else to enter into that plane. And I have seen many people who were supposed to travel by plane but were unable to do so because they arrived late to the airport and did not enter the plane before the door was shut. So for you to travel by airplane, that person must enter before the door is shut. There have been situations where passengers who came after the door was shut would beg and cry but will not be allowed to enter the plane because the door has already been shut. This type of thing can also happen when it comes to our entering the kingdom of heaven. God leaves open the door into the kingdom of heaven so that everyone can come in. The door of the kingdom of heaven is open so that men and women can enter and be saved from the wrath of God which is coming. However, a time is coming when the door will be shut, making it impossible for anyone to enter again. And the Lord Jesus passed across this message to his disciples when he told them a parable in the book of Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 12. Matthew 25, 1 to 12. Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven can be compared to 10 ladies that took lamps in the night and went out to meet the bridegroom. But while 5 of the 10 ladies were wise, the other 5 were foolish. And because of their foolishness, Jesus said that they took lamps but did not take oil or kerosene for their lamps. Then by midnight, when all the ladies were sleeping, there came an announcement that the bridegroom had arrived. The ladies all woke up, only for the foolish ones to realize that their lamps were out because the kerosene in it had finished. The Bible tells us in that parable that 5 of them rushed outside to a nearby shop to buy kerosene for their lamps. Unfortunately, when they left, something happened. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 10 to 12, and I read, "And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But the bridegroom answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not." Here we see that the foolish ladies failed to enter the kingdom of heaven before the door was shut. They missed the opportunity to enter while the door was open. They came after the door has been shut and were denied entry because it was too late. And despite the fact that they were knocking and crying, "Open to us, open to us," Jesus said that the door was not open for them. This tells us, my dear friends, that it is extremely important for us to enter the kingdom of heaven before the door is shut. Because once the door is shut, then it will be too late. A real life example of what I'm talking about happened in the Bible, in the book of Genesis chapter 7 verses 1 to 24. Genesis 7, 1 to 24. In these Bible verses, we read the story of how God instructed a man called Noah to build an ark because he was going to destroy the world with water. Noah obeyed God and went ahead to build the ark. But after building the ark, God asked him and his family to enter the ark. After they had entered the ark, something happened. In Genesis chapter 7 verse 16, the Bible says, and I read, "And they that went in male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And the Lord shut him in." The Lord shut him in. Here the Bible tells us that after Noah and his family entered the ark, God shut the door. Yes, God himself shut the door. And of course we know that when the great flood came and began to destroy that sinful world, many ran to the ark and wanted to enter. But lo, the door has been shut. They knocked at the door, but it did not open. They cried and screamed, begging to be allowed into the ark, but it was too late. God has shut the door. The great flood destroyed the rest of the world. Both men and women, boys and girls, all died in that flood. The only people saved were those that entered into the ark before the door was shut. So, my dear listener, you can see that it is very important for someone to enter the kingdom of heaven before the door is shut. And I am saying this because there are people today who are yet to enter into the kingdom of heaven now that the door is still open. The Bible tells us that the Almighty God has prepared a kingdom of eternal rest and safety for the whole of humanity. A place where there will be no sickness and no disease. A place where there will be no tears and no pains. A place where there will be no dying. God has prepared a place of perfect peace, joy, and glory. A place where the streets are made of pure gold. A place that cannot be compared to anything that human eyes has ever seen before. The Bible described the place and said, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him." This is the type of the kingdom that God has prepared for humanity. And he is calling on the whole of humanity to enter into this kingdom now that the door is still open. Unfortunately, many people have refused to enter. Others are playing with the opportunity that they have now, not knowing that that door will not remain open forever. A day is coming when the door into the kingdom of heaven will be shut. And the only people that will be saved will be those that entered before the door was shut. When Jesus was here on earth, he warned his followers to do everything possible and ensure that they entered into the kingdom of heaven while the door was open. He said so because he knew that the door will be shut one day, just like the door of the ark was shut. And once the door is shut, it will be too late. Jesus said this in the Gospel of Luke chapter 13, verses 24 and 25. And I read, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in and shall not be able." Then once the master of the house has risen and hath shut the door, and ye begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us." And he shall answer and say unto you, "I know you not." The Bible tells us here that the master will rise up and shut the door. And once he has shut the door, then all those who are outside will not enter. They will knock, but the door will not be open. They will cry, but it will be too late. At that time, the period of grace of God will have been over. Today, we are living in the dispensation of grace. The grace of God is what has kept the door of the kingdom of heaven open till today. It is the grace of God that brought salvation to mankind. It is the grace of God that makes it possible for God to forgive our sins. And that grace is still available to everyone living in this world. But I must sound the alarm to you, my dear friends, that this door of grace will not remain open forever. One day, the master of the kingdom will rise and shut the door. And many people have not entered the kingdom of heaven because of sin. They have refused to repent of their sins and receive Jesus. So even though they will try to enter, they cannot because of the life of sin that they are living. Jesus said, "Many, I say unto you, will seek to enter and shall not be able." They shall not be able because of sin and unrighteousness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, the Bible tells us that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It tells us that no liar, no thief, no fighter, no drunkard, no fraudster, no kidnapper will inherit the kingdom of God. It tells us that no murderer, no occultist, no prostitute, no idolater, no hypocrite, or abortionist will inherit the kingdom of God. That scripture tells us that no fornicator, or adulterer, or masturbator, or pornographer, a lesbian, or homosexual shall inherit the kingdom of God. And they cannot inherit the kingdom of God because God will not allow sin to enter into his kingdom. The Bible says that nothing that defiles shall enter therein. So if you are listening to this message and you are living a life of sin, then I want you to know that you have not entered into the kingdom of heaven. Yes, you may be a member of a church. You may be a pastor or even a church worker. But if you are living a life of sin, then know that you are not yet in the kingdom of heaven. And you better make haste and enter now before this door is shut. And I'm saying this because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 22, verses 14 and 15, that blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For outside the gates are dogs, sorcerers, and warmongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. But I bring you good news, my dear listener. And the good news is that the door is still open, and there's opportunity for you to enter. You can enter right now, wherever you are. And to enter, you need to confess your sins to God, repent of the sins, and turn away from them. Then call upon the name of Jesus with all your heart. The Bible said that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter who you are or what you have done. You can repent right now where you are and call upon the name of Jesus. And if you want to do so, you can pray with me with all your heart and say, Almighty God, I come to you today. I am a sinner. I confess my sins. Please forgive me. I turn away from my sin today. I will never look back. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. Lord Jesus, I receive you today. Come into my heart and take me into your kingdom. If you just pray this prayer with all your heart, I want to assure you that God has forgiven you as he promised. But you must never go back to those things. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I present everyone who has called upon the name of Jesus. Please have mercy upon them and save them from the wrath to come. I pray that you grant them the new salvation and bring them into the kingdom of heaven. I break the yoke of sin and Satan over their lives. I declare total freedom for them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I believe that God has done something in your life. But in case you still want to reach me for prayers, questions, or counseling, then feel free to call. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you.